Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number on The Bright Side tonight and every night on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. If you have a health challenge you need help with, we can do that for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment, and we will speak to Andrew Culkin, author of the book Amanda. Andrew lost his wife a couple years ago due to alcoholism, and he wrote a book about alcoholism and understanding and identifying and working with alcoholism in a loved one. He says that understanding is the first step to recovery. We'll talk to Andrew Culkin at the bottom of the hour and get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the Youngevity products are up, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a home-based business and be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement field. Or if you just want to get your Youngevity products at the wholesale price for a one-time fee, you can be a Youngevity distributor. We can help you build your business. I can personally help you build your business. We can do three-way phone calls. We can do presentations and meetings, Zoom calls, etc. If that sounds interesting to you, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can purchase Youngevity products by calling the phone team, or you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team by calling the phone team as well, 866-735-2470. All right, our number, 844-236-6010. We will get your calls if we have them next segment, and we'll speak with Andrew Culkin about his book, Amanda, Understanding and Identifying Alcoholism, as he says, is the first step to recovery. All right, thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. I want to continue talking about digestive and other metabolic enzymes. We said last program there's three different kinds of enzymes: digestive enzymes, metabolic enzymes, and food enzymes. Digestive enzymes are not just about digesting food, as we've said. Digestive enzymes also have anti-inflammatory and pain relief properties. I love multifunctionality. Nutritional supplementation gets you multifunctionality. When you take a prescription drug targets a specific biochemical or enzyme system inside the body, and then you have to deal inevitably with side effects. Now, you may not notice the side effects, but there's no way that you're not getting side effects. They may be mild. They may be invisible. They may be minor. And that's true, but you can't avoid a side effect because a drug cannot target a specific singular system in the body. That's not how drugs work. So side effects are inevitable. With nutrition, you're going to get side effects too, but the side effects will be beneficial with nutritional supplementation. Nutritional supplementation gives you beneficial effects, not toxic effects, not side effects, not adverse reactions, as they call them on the PD, in the physician's desk reference or in the package insert. And by the way, anybody who's taking a prescription drug should be reading the package insert on that prescription drug. I remember when I was a young and somewhat bold pharmacist, I would dispense the package insert with prescription drugs until one time a doctor caught wind of what I was doing, and he read me the Riot Act. Do not ever give the package insert to my patients when I'm prescribing a drug. And the reason is, a lot of times anyway, when a patient reads the package insert, that is with the list of side effects and toxicities, they're not going to take the prescription drug. In pharmacy school, they tell us compliance is the biggest problem that pharmacists and doctors have with patients. Patients don't want to take their drugs. So doctors, understandably, don't want patients to know what's going on with their prescription medication. In any case, nutritional supplementation gives you beneficial effects, beneficial extra effects, extra benefits, if you will, and digestive enzymes are a classic example of this. You take digestive enzymes for digesting your food, and you end up with pain relief. You end up with anti-inflammatory effects. And this is specifically one type of digestive enzyme called a protease, a protein-dissolving enzyme, and you have to take these proteases on an empty stomach in order to get those benefits. If you're recovering from surgery, or if you're pre-surgery, even better, if you're pre-surgery, and then after surgery as well, taking digestive enzymes and eating enzyme-rich food. We'll talk about enzymes, food enzymes here in a little bit. Fermented beets, kimchi, yogurt, etc. Fresh veggies, fresh fruits. These are all enzyme-rich foods. I was going into surgery, I'd be taking digestive enzyme supplements and eating enzyme-rich foods 2 weeks before surgery, and then 2 to 3 or even up to 4 weeks after them. There's a special enzyme. There's a really interesting enzyme called serrapeptase, which is a digestive enzyme. ACE tells you it's an enzyme. Natto kinase is a protein dissolving enzyme that's found in natto, N-A-T-T-O, which is a fermented soy product. Both natto kinase, and serrapeptase can have important health benefits. I like the Biolumin Nightly Essence. Actually, they call it now the Ultimate Nightly Essence, I think. And that has natto kinase in it. Bromelain, which comes from pineapple. Papain, which comes from papaya. They are also very important digestive enzymes, and they actually have topical properties as well. You can use papain, papaya enzyme, and bromelain, pineapple enzyme, right on your skin. And they have a skin softening effect, they have a skin lightening effect, and they may even help stimulate connective tissue, collagen and elastin, and thicken up that dermis. You can put the straight enzymes on your skin. I think bromelain might be a little hard to find, but papain is really easy to find in the supermarket as Accent Meat Tenderizer. You can also get straight papaya and straight pineapple and put them right on your skin. There's bromelain and there's papain in the Nightly Essence, which is also, of course, a good source of good bacteria. It's got 14 different strains of bacteria. Make sure you're taking your Nightly Essence between meals on an empty stomach. If you take your Nightly Essence on an empty stomach, your digestive enzymes will become metabolic enzymes. They'll become systemic enzymes, and they'll work on the body as a system instead of just on digestion. When we have inflammation anywhere in the body, and keep in mind, inflammation does not have to be obvious. It can be microscopic inflammation, the kind of inflammation you don't see, but that has a cumulative effect and ultimately shows up as disease or accelerated aging. Part of the process involves the secretion of protein fibers. And these protein fibers have a clogging effect. This is where the proteases come in. This is where the protein digesting enzymes come in. This is where bromelain comes in, and papain comes in, and your ultimate enzymes come in. They break up those protein fibers. Now, again, you have to take your enzymes on an empty stomach for this to happen, but if you do, you can have a blood cleaning effect. I always talk about dirty blood on this program, and dirty blood is partially, at least, caused by these protein clogs. And proteases, digestive enzymes, can have a protein clog roto-rooter-like effect, helping clear the blood. So this is a great strategy for folks who are dealing with inflammatory health issues, which always involve dirty blood, to keep that blood moving. Even if you're not dealing with inflammatory issues, it can help keep your blood moving. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. Andrew Culkin coming up at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment will return on the Bright Side right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We got Andrew Culkin coming up at the bottom of the hour, author of the book Amanda. We're going to talk about alcoholism as a disease and get your calls this segment if we have them. Continuing on, just a little bit longer with digestive enzymes and enzymes in general, I want to get to a couple other interesting stories here that I caught this earlier today, actually earlier this week. Digestive enzymes, proteases, and there's the main kind of digestive enzymes, by the way, are the protein digesting enzymes called proteases, the
ones that the digestive enzymes that break up sugars and carbohydrates. Those are called amylases. And then the digestive enzymes that break up fats, which are called lipases. They are all important, and they are all multifunctional, and they are all in short supply as we get older. And this is one of the reasons why, as we get older, we age. And this is one of the reasons why, as we get older, we don't digest our foods as appropriately. And this is one of the reasons, perhaps the main reason, why you want to supplement with digestive enzymes. The ultimate enzymes from Longevity are an awesome way to go. And then the Bioluminescence Nightly Acids also has some digestive enzymes in it. And, of course, live food, living food, eggs and dairy, raw dairy, that is. And raw eggs, too, by the way, because heat destroys enzymes. And fermented foods are good ways to get digestive enzymes from foods. We're going to spend some time talking about digestive enzymes that are obtained from food sources, because, indeed, that is probably... Well, I don't say the best, but it's one of the best ways to make sure that you're getting enough enzymes in your foods. As you're eating, the way nature designed it, the foods are supposed to self-digest. We process our foods, that doesn't happen. We eat our foods and cook our foods, and that doesn't happen. So for many of us, we're not getting the benefits of our food enzymes. So, before we went to break, we were talking about how proteases break up clogs. They're like Drano for your blood. They clean the blood out. They thin the blood, if you will. They keep the circulation, they keep the blood circulation moving around like it should. As the blood circulates through the body, number one, it delivers nutrients to the cells. Number two, it delivers oxygen to the cells. Number three, it helps detoxify the cells. And number four, perhaps most importantly, it electrifies the body. As the blood is circulating around the body, it is generating an electrical charge that is captured by the cells and by the organs. And this is one of the ways we get energy, is through electrification. It's not the only way, certainly, that we get energy, but it's one of the ways that we get energy through electrification. Perhaps you've heard about the idea of keeping your body alkaline. There's a book that came out about maybe 30, 40 years ago that was all the rage back in the 80s and 90s. It was called Alkalinize or Die. A lot of folks read that book and they thought, well, gosh, I got to alkalinize. I got to make myself alkaline. And it's true. Alkalinization is an important part of keeping the body operating in a pristine and condition, firing on all cylinders. Alkalinization means you keep the blood pH elevated. As we get older, the blood pH drops. We become more acidic. Alkalinization is important for electricity. This whole idea of the blood circulating around the body and generating an electrical charge is supported by alkaline blood. When the blood becomes acidic, it does not generate the same kind of electrical charges. Alkalinity and acidity are really about electricity, and alkalinization is about electrical voltage. In fact, it's about negative voltage. And without getting into too much bioelectrical chemistry, although I absolutely love the concept, the idea that we are biological and electrical beings, we're bioelectrical beings, the fact is that you want your blood to have a negative voltage so it can pull. Negative voltage means it pulls. Positive voltage means it pushes. We talked about this before, and positive voltage is represented by acid. Negative voltage is represented by alkaline. And this alkalinity is one of the main features of the blood, of healthy blood, because it allows the blood to pull electricity and keep its electrical charges stable so that it can generate electrical charges as it moves, and so it can deliver electrical charges to the cells, deliver electricity to the cells effectively. So the movement of the blood is important for electricity, it's important for detoxification, it's important for oxygenization, and it's important for nutrition. And as we get older and as we get sicker, our blood becomes clogged. Using digestive enzymes can thin the blood and support the blood's ability to nutrify, electrify, oxygenate, and detoxify the cells. That's why you want to take your Longevity Ultimate Enzymes, whether you're sick or not, just to keep the blood moving. Can you imagine a drug that had all of these benefits, that helped you digest your food, had anti-inflammatory properties, had blood-thinning properties, had anti-pain properties? What would a drug be worth if it had all those benefits with zero side effects and actually slowed down the aging process? That's what digestive enzymes can do. All enzymes have a certain pH, acid level or alkaline level, that they're active at. Each of the thousands of different enzymes in the body, metabolic enzymes and digestive enzymes, have an optimum pH. The enzymes that digest protein are active at acidic pH. In fact, all digestive enzymes are active at acidic pHs. I shouldn't say all of them, but proteases are active. Protein digestive enzymes are active at low pH. This is why I'm always telling folks to use apple cider vinegar with meals. This is one of the benefits of apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar acidifies stomach contents. The number one best-selling over-the-counter drug next to aspirin is antacids. Class of drugs, I should say, is antacids. Because everybody thinks they're making too much acid, so they suppress acid. Well, as it turns out, that is not the case. It turns out more people are hypo, meaning low acid, hypochlorhydric, means low stomach acid, than hyperchlorhydric, excess stomach acid. You say, oh my God, but I got heartburn and I got acid. Well, it's not because of too much acid. It's because of a poor and weak esophageal sphincter. The esophageal sphincter is a little muscle that separates the esophagus from the stomach, and it's supposed to stay closed and tight when we've got acid in the stomach. And as we get older, as we get weaker, as we get sicker, if we are eating the wrong kinds of foods, that sphincter becomes loose, acid splashes back up. But it's not too much acid. It's a loose sphincter that's the problem. Nonetheless, we take antacids and we feel better. But the problem is, and that, by the way, that is not just Tums and over-the-counter antacids, but it's the kind of antacids that they give you for prescription. Although these days Zantac and Nexium are over-the-counter. But all antacid drugs will suppress the production of stomach acid, leading to big problems down the road. If you are absolutely miserable and you have to take an antacid, I can understand that, but you'd never want to be on a prescription pharmaceutical antacid for a long period of time. If you have to stay on an antacid, stick to Tums. At least it's just calcium. The pharmaceutical antacids can wreak havoc on the biochemical system down the road and cause all kinds of problems, especially with the connective tissue, especially with the bones, especially with the blood vessels, especially with the brain. A whole slew of adverse effects that are associated with long-term use of these kinds of products. So stick to calcium carbonate, which is what Tums is, or best bet, change the way you eat. And also use probiotics. And also use digestive enzymes and apple cider vinegar. There's something really awful that happens, by the way, when we don't make enough stomach acid and we're not activating our protein digesting enzymes. We don't activate our proteases when we're not producing enough stomach acid. All kinds of havoc can be wreaked downstream in the intestine and ultimately in the blood. We shall talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. Andrew Culkin coming up next. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Cardio FX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Thousands took to the streets and cities across the nation today to rally for reproductive rights. Rallies were part of a so-called Women's Wave Day of Action. Organizers are hoping to emphasize the importance of voting for candidates in the upcoming midterm elections who support abortion rights. An explosion Saturday caused the partial collapse of a bridge linking the Crimean Peninsula with Russia, damaging an important supply artery for the Kremlin's faltering war effort in southern Ukraine. Russian authorities said a truck bomb caused the blast, which killed three people. and 10 people were killed in an explosion at a gas station in a small village in Ireland. The explosion leveled the gas station building, which holds the main shop and post office for the village, and damaged nearby buildings. Gary Martin with Emergency Services Donegal County Council had this to say.
We will remain on site in an ongoing search and check phase to ensure that there are no remaining casualties in the building.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air weekend nights, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Saturdays and Sundays, and 24/7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. We've got a search box that you can use if you miss a program or want to review a subject. 12 years of archived information, plus the longevity products are up on all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Got news stories, blog posts, interviews on the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Lots of great videos. Thank you, John T. Collier, for setting that one up. And thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting up my blog at pharmacistben.com. You can also find the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a longevity business. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live human being. You can order products off the website, or you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the website as well, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 to order products or to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement field. You can help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Also, I want to remind you to take a peek at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself. in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, for prevention of post-surgical scarring or post-trauma scarring, for acne, for eczema and psoriasis, or for just plain old dry skin and wrinkles and fine lines. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it, and that's what True Skin Health formulations are all about. They're healing health products for your skin. Basically, nutritional supplements for your skin. Nutritional supplements you put on top of your skin. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients, especially retinol and vitamin C and ionic minerals. They're all up at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Andrew Culkin has a very personal story to tell. His book is Amanda. It's about his wife, who passed away in February 2020, his wife of 25 years. She passed away of alcoholism. His book is about alcoholism, understanding and identifying the disease. As Andrew says, understanding and identifying alcoholism is the first step to recovery. Please welcome to the bright side, Andrew Culkin. Greetings, Andrew.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yes, thank you for coming on the program. Thank you for writing about a really sensitive and personal subject. Alcoholism is obviously a really serious issue. In fact, it's not even as serious in this country as it is in some other countries around the world, from what I understand. Do you know anything about that, alcoholism around the world?
In some of the Asian countries like Japan and China, it's so swept underneath the table that the suicide rate's very high because no one knows how to deal with it.
So do you think alcoholism is, or alcohol and alcoholism are coping mechanisms for dealing with a dysfunctional culture or dysfunctional family or dysfunction in general?
I think it's part of it. It's not the whole process. I think the opposite of alcoholism is not necessarily sobriety. The opposite of alcoholism is making connections with people and having a purpose in your life, which is a big part of it. You can't just have sobriety, you have to have a purpose. So the core reason why someone is an alcoholic could vary, it just depends on the individual.
Is the tendency to choose alcohol as opposed to opioids or marijuana or some other addictive substance, is there something that draws specific personalities to it? Are there specific traumas that alcoholics have as opposed to other people who are addicted to other substances? Or is addiction?
Addiction is really addiction. There's a common thread, whether you have an eating disorder or gambling disorder, an alcoholic or a drug addiction. It's all a very similar mental health issue. And the core problem is that there's some dysfunction in your life, some dysfunction that's causing this addiction. Absolutely.
I've always found, and I have an addictive personality, I've always found that addiction is a way of self-medicating or self-soothing. And it doesn't have to be, it could be like biting your nails or something. Just,
right.
Or it could be work, or it could be sex, or it could be anything. It doesn't have to be a substance. I always found that it's kind of a way that we soothe ourselves. And I wonder if there's some deep-seated childhood or even infant lack of something that happened in infancy or in childhood that is associated with that. What do you think?
Well, most addictions, certainly with alcoholics, most alcoholics start their career between the ages of 13 and 18. So it definitely manifests early on in people's life, and it's definitely a part of culture and a part of our DNA makeup. There's always a certain amount of the population that has to deal with this addiction since we've been around. We have to find new and better ways to help people, but the only way to help people is to find out the root problem. And we also have to understand that it's a disease, that it's not something that people can just get over. It's not some kind of mind control that you can just get up one day and have the willpower to get over. You need other people to help you, just like any disease. Like if you have open heart surgery, a surgeon has to perform surgery on you. Other people have to help you get through this, just like any disease.
Can you spot a tendency, if somebody is not an alcoholic, can you spot a personality type that would tend to be an alcoholic. I've known people who didn't never drank, but all of a sudden they drank and they said, oh my God, this stuff's amazing. All my problems are gone and I'm having fun and I'm more social, etc. And then all of a sudden they become an alcoholic where they weren't, and they got this occurred to them in mid-adult life. Is there a certain personality types or tendencies that you can spot to see that somebody may be on that road or may have a predilection to becoming an alcoholic?
Well, I think it's generally it covers up an insecurity in that person, which is their dysfunction. They may have some kind of introversion. That's why a lot of it starts at a younger age, a college age kid, because it may be their first experience away from home, and they have to become something that they're not. It doesn't usually manifest in middle age. It usually manifests much earlier than that.
Usually that's the case, but I do know some people who never drank, and then all of a sudden in their 20s, they started drinking, and they realized that this thing was like a panacea. It was like a cure-all for all of their anxieties and all their issues, and it's impossible to get them off of it, because how are you going to get off something that's that perfect in terms of addressing your...
It could have been a situational issue. Maybe they're going through a divorce. There's some kind of trauma in their life that's creating this sudden need, for the alcoholism or the drug or whatever the addiction is. There's situational alcoholism too, which is not as serious as chronic. Chronic is somebody who's been drinking for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, as opposed to a situational problem where you can actually go after that much, you can approach that problem much differently than a chronic alcoholic.
I have friends and people, I've had loved ones who were alcoholics, and I found that I had a problem, that I was attached to their alcoholism, and I felt like I couldn't relate to them when they were drinking, I couldn't talk to them when they were drinking. So your wife was an alcoholic, I mean, that's somebody who's like as close as it gets. How did you, what did you do when she was are you a drinker too?
No, not really.
So how did you communicate when she was in that state? Did you find that troublesome?
Well, this is the whole problem. You're completely ignorant of what's going on. She was probably an alcoholic during our entire relationship, but I just didn't understand it. It didn't really become a problem until 15, 16 years into the marriage when she started getting, DUIs, running into the house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Hang on to that thought. Andrew, hang on to that. We got to take a commercial break, okay? Hang on to that thought. Andrew Culkin's with us. His book is Amanda. We're talking about alcoholism. Understanding and identifying alcoholism is the first step in recovery, Andrew says.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Andrew Culkin. His book is Amanda. It's about his wife of 25 years who passed away in February of 2020 of alcoholism. So, Andrew, before we went to break, we were talking about this, all of these things, that horrible things that your wife had to deal with and you had to deal with while she was going through her alcoholism, I guess you'd say, dealing with the disease. Right. So that it's kind of interesting to me because one of your taglines is understanding and identifying alcoholism is the first step to recovery. So what exactly is identifying alcoholism? What distinguishes somebody who drinks from somebody who is an alcoholic? Is there a dividing line, like the amount of drinks you have per week or the amount what time of the day you drink? How do you exactly distinguish drinking from alcoholism?
Well, there's a thread that runs through all the alcoholics. Number one, they tend to drink. They hide themselves. They isolate. And then they hide the actual alcohol that they're drinking. If someone's doing that, then that's a major red flag. The other major red flag is if, you know, they're starting to get into trouble. It's actually affecting their life. They're missing work. They're missing, just daily activities, the things that they do. If it's interrupting those types of things, those are major red flags. These are things that loved ones can identify in that person. Where I was completely ignorant and just, I thought it was, it's a very progressive disease. So it's very gradual and it's just a slow progression. And eventually you realize this is just kind of a way of life and you don't realize this is not normal.
Wow.
It's not a normal thing to drink every day and then to hide it. You know, when you find bottles underneath the bed and underneath the couch and these are not normal activity.
Was your wife? Was your wife upfront about her problem, or was she denial?
Well, there was many years of denial, but eventually, by the time she was able to self-actualize and actually call herself an alcoholic, she was, you know, well down the road of chronic. You know, by then she'd be drinking for 15, 18 years. And by the time you're a chronic alcoholic, you know, it's like stage 4 cancer. You're in deep doo-doo, you know.
Wow. That must have been incredibly traumatic. Do you have children?
Yes, I have one son. That's one of the reasons why I hung out, because I wanted to get him to the point where he was college age and where he could move away. And that's kind of what happened, you know.
What was the impact on him?
It was pretty substantial, and you don't really realize at the time. At the time, my wife died, I think he had kind of an eating disorder as a result just from the stress.
Wow.
He was 18 years old. He weighed 298 pounds, you know. A year after she passed away, he ended up losing 115 pounds. He went from 298 to 184.
Does he realize that he was impacted by either by how he was reared or by his brother's death?
I think we realize afterwards. You know, because when you're living in it, you don't realize how stressful it is, or you do realize how stressful it is, but it's become such a part of your life. You know, it's almost business as usual. You think this is almost normal. Once that's gone, once she passed away, in some ways it's almost a relief. All that stress, all that anxiety was gone for both myself and my son. And, you know, it was actually a good thing for the two of us, unfortunately.
Okay, so returning the focus on the loved one of the alcoholic, what are some good ways that a loved one, a husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or child or parent can deal with somebody with a loved one who's an alcoholic, and not just a loved one who's an alcoholic, but a loved one who's an alcoholic but in denial of their alcoholism? Because that's different if they're in denial.
If a loved one is in denial, you're going to have to make a decision, and it doesn't matter what the relationship is. If it's a parent-child relationship, sometimes you have to let your child fail. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to be a codependent. With a husband and wife, you don't want to be codependent. Sometimes you have to end that relationship to save yourself. If that person isn't willing to do the work or to realize that they have a problem, you don't want to be dragged down with the ship. And you're going to have to make a decision to either move on or that person's going to get help. And
so
it's really that cut and dry.
When somebody's an alcoholic, they're not thinking clearly, when they're drinking, at least. How do you communicate? Do you try to communicate to them while they're in that state, or you just deal with it, or you just ignore it, or how do you integrate yourself with your loved one when they're in that state? Because they're on a different frequency. They're seeing things in a completely delusional or different way from you. How do you stay communicated? It's communicating.
Well, you really have to wait till they sober up, and then you have to have an adult conversation. Or like with my wife, I would wait till she sobered up, and then we'd say, well, this is the decision we're going to make. Either, you know, we need to part ways, or you're going to a rehab facility, and you have to draw a line in the sand. You know, eventually my wife actually ended up going to 7 rehabs, and she actually fell down a flight of stairs in her 7th rehab.
Oh, my God.
But to answer your question, you have to draw a line in the sand.
So
as a loved one, you have to realize you don't want to go down the same road that your spouse is going down. You don't want to do it.
So if what is it about the spouse, the non-alcoholic spouse, that makes it so difficult that they would actually leave that person that they love if they're drinking? What is it about? How does it affect the spouse so negatively that they would actually break up the relationship? Is it because the person is not authentic? They're not real? They're not when they're drinking? What is it that creates that kind of...
They're a danger to themselves and everyone around themselves. My wife drove through the front of our house 2 times. She almost killed me once. I was in the garage, and she almost ran me over in the garage. She had four DUIs. She was under house arrest. I mean, we're talking about somebody who was a domestic housewife. And she was also, you know, we had our own insurance brokerage. I mean, she also had a professional life as well. And then, you know, eventually she couldn't even, you know, follow through with the professional life. So to deal with all that, sometimes the only way I could go on vacation is to put her in a rehab, you know, just to make sure she was in a safe place. So as far as how to deal with it, you know, most people would have walked away long before I did, honestly.
Wow.
But I made the decision to stay because I realized we parted ways. She would probably have been dead within a couple of months. There's no way she could have lived on her own. You know, 17, 18 years into the marriage, there's just no way.
So what red flags can you say if you were personally going out and starting another relationship, or for other people who are with somebody who drinks or likes to drink, what red flags are there that say that this person is a potential alcoholic or is an alcoholic?
Well, the number one red flag is that they're drinking in isolation. In other words, they're drinking alone, and they're drinking on a regular basis. They've created a habit. And if they're drinking, even for women, it's like it's only 7 to 10 drinks a week is considered an alcoholic. My wife was drinking a 1.75 liter bottle of wine 7 days a week, you know, for beginners.
Holy cow. So her drink was wine.
And initially it was Chardonnay. And then the thing is people get into, well, not I'm only drinking beer, or I'm only drinking something less, but alcohol is alcohol.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
There's something that seems more acceptable about beer and wine for some reason than hard liquor. I mean, it's so ingrained in the culture.
Yeah, it's like if you're not drinking bourbon, well, how can you be an alcoholic? Well,
right.
Alcohol is alcohol. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's just the effect you're trying to get, probably, that determines whether or not it's an addiction. Wow, that's an amazing story you have. So you have this myth of alcoholism. I can quit anytime I want. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you cannot quit on your own or at any time. And this is the problem the loved one has to understand is we have to learn to be less reactionary, and we have to understand that the alcoholic it's a mental disease.
Yeah.
And a person who's an alcoholic is in the grips of a life or death situation. And the myth is that person can somehow psychologically pull themselves out of this and no longer drink. That's not even physically or mentally possible. A person has to go to a rehab facility. They have to do things like go to AA meetings on a regular basis. They have to have a sponsor. They have to have an accountability partner. This is the only possible way that someone could ever, ever pull themselves out of being an alcoholic. And if you're an alcoholic, you will be an alcoholic until the day you die. It's not something you're ever going to get over. You're always going to be an alcoholic, but at least you can be an alcoholic in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the best you can hope for, to be honest with you.
Wow. Andrew, thanks so much for being on The Bright Side. Thank you for your book, and God bless you in your journey here. That's an amazing story. The website, AmandaCautionaryTale.com, AmandaCautionaryTale.com. Andrew Culkin, thanks for being on The Bright Side. Have a beautiful evening, ma'am.
All right. Thanks so much, Ben.
Take care. All right. That is all the time we have for this evening on The Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. Bye for now.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends Cardio FX.
Cardio FX is a source of the B complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B complex and the Cardio FX. The Cardio FX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.